You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet... pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. You know what? We are going to get catty today. And catty in a cool, cool way. That's right. For all you that have been paying attention to our cool cat contest on Pet Life Radio, we now have the winners. And we're going to reveal them right after this commercial break.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Do you love your dog? Then you'll love feeding him mouth-watering, all-natural treats, lovingly handmade by a professional caterer who wanted the very best for her dogs. Make no mistake about it, these are not ordinary dog treats. These are doggy delights, like breakfast banana biscotti, honey bear peanut butter balls, yummy apple cinnamon mini cakes, and so much more. Your dog will howl in delight. And now you can get a scrumptious sample pack by going to dingersdogtreats.com. It's a $25 value, yours for just $9.95 through this special radio offer. That's D-I-N-G-E-R-S, dingersdogtreats.com. Every one of these gourmet doggy treats is handmade from the finest ingredients and taste tested on our own dogs. Your dog will love them. Get $25 worth of doggy delights now for just $9.95. Go to dingersdogtreats.com now. That's D-I-N-G-E-R-S, dingersdogtreats.com. Yum.
Pick up something unique at A Bone to Pick Dog Boutique. A Bone to Pick has cool hip fashions for big and small dogs that will have their tails wagging in style. Cat products too. abone-to-pick.com. Check out our eco-friendly pet products and gifts for humans too. abone-to-pick.com. Get your pet's mouth watering monthly with our Gourmet Treat of the Month Club and join A Bone to Pick's free birthday club for your puppy. abone-to-pick.com. Pick up something special for your best friend at A Bone to Pick. abone-to-pick.com. Get 10% off with coupon code PETLIFE.
Want to know what cats like to eat for breakfast? Mice Krispies, of course. Learn everything there is to know about cats on Catitude with your host, Tom Doc. Each week, we'll spotlight a cool cat breed, give up-to-date advice on cat health, and check out spiffy new cat products. So curl up on the couch every week for a perfectly enjoyable time on Catitude. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave!
We're back. You're listening to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. we are going to spotlight five cats today who put the wow in me wow, and they are all over this country. As you know, we have been hosting the Cool Cat Contest on Pet Life Radio, and we are proud to announce that we do have our five winners, and we had entries literally from every state in the country, from Maine to Hawaii. No Alaska. Better get busy on that, Sarah. No Alaska cats were in the voting contest, but we had hundreds of entries. And in this special segment of Oh Behave on Pet Life Radio, we are going to chat, do a little cat chat with some of the folks that have the five winners. All the winners, by the way, get lots of goodies. This contest was sponsored by both Nine Lives and Pet Life Radio and Moi. That's right. I wrote the Happy Cat, Happy You book, and among the goodies for people who won the contest, they get a copy of my book, autographed. Gee, that'll make it worth about a nickel more. Plus, a host of items from Nine Lives, including a play scratcher, a play post, a woolly cat bed, a food bowl, play spinners, and a plush kitten. Not the real thing, a plush kitten. Fake fur, don't worry, folks. And some kibble, because, you know, cats love to chow down. And now, without further ado, we are going to unveil the five lucky winners. The first one, Sarah from Pembroke Pines, Florida, and her cool cat, Hannah. Hey, Sarah Garman from Pembroke Pines, Florida. Congratulations. You and your cool cat, Hannah, are among the five cool cat contest winners on Pet Life Radio. So I wanted to ask you, what's your thoughts at this moment?
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't believe we won. I've never won anything, and I don't think Hannah has ever won anything either. So we're very excited.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Hannah, because I see her photo on our Cool Cat Contest on PetLifeRadio.com. What a beauty, a tuxedo cat for all of you. That's a black and white cat, and it looks like she has some very, very awesome green eyes.
She does. She's beautiful. She's such an affectionate, loving kitty cat, and but she's gorgeous too. She has everything. She has all the qualities of an excellent woman.
All right. Well, we are talking to a professor, Sarah. She's at Miami-Dade College. She teaches college prep reading and writing and some humanity studies, correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
So let's do a little bio on Hannah. How did you get her, and how long have you had her, and what's some of her favorite catitudes?
Okay. I got Hannah in 2002 from the animal shelter in Broward County. So she is 6 years old. I got her at the same time that I got my puppy, Piglet. So they grew up together, puppy and kitty, and they play with each other. They really love each other. So that's a good thing. They keep each other company. What are her favorite things? Well, catnip is definitely one of her favorite things.
Oh.
And, you know, laying on the porch and toys, any type of catnip toy. You know, she definitely likes those things. And also to snuggle.
That's nice. You know, when you have a rough day at school, isn't it nice to come home to this purr machine called Hannah?
Yeah, you have no idea. She is a purr machine. I mean, she just, you know, practically lays on top of my head and calms me when I'm stressed. It's amazing. She's my first cat. I've always been a dog person, so I didn't know what to expect when I got a cat, and I can't imagine that any cat could be more affectionate than she is.
Well, I hope you'll enjoy pawing through the pages of my book, Happy Cat, Happy You. I've gone all over this country from Maine to Hawaii on a 24-city book tour, and the book is full of hundreds of ways that you and Hannah can better connect and without taking a lot of time or money. And one of the cool cat tips I could share with you is you can take a bottle cap from one of your water drinking bottles, and if you have a bathtub, please don't fill the water up. Empty bathtub, you toss it in there, and it can be feline hockey for Hannah.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, good. Yeah. I can't wait. I want to read that. That's funny.
We do appreciate that you are a faithful listener and you participated in the cat contest, and please tell your friends to tune in, because we get catty every week, and we go to the dogs, too, on the Obehave show, and you will be getting a lot of goodies from the Nine Lives Company and my book. And I just wanted to give a big shout out to you and Hannah and say thank you again for entering and winning.
Okay, great. Thanks. We can't
All right, well, go teach those kids something to learn. Get their skills going. We need it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Professor Sarah. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, listeners, we're on to winner number two of the Cool Cat Contest, and she is Stephanie Rudolph of Davie, Florida, and she has a very cool cat named Roxy. I'm looking at Roxy's picture, Stephanie, and you look like you've got quite an adventure cat. Looks like your cat's on sort of a leash with a little bit of a water view. Tell us a little bit about the photo, and then tell us about Roxy.
Well, that was one Sunday afternoon, late afternoon, that we decided to take her to the beach. We took her on a leash. She decided she didn't like the leash too much, so we actually ended up taking it off. She kind of just hung around us, and she actually dug in the sand a little bit and got a little close to the water, and she just adored it. She really had a really good time.
Well, do you got a boogie board for her yet? I mean, you know, you never know. She could be a swimming cat.
She doesn't love to get in the water, but she does have a fascination with water. Anytime you turn on the sink or she hears you in the shower, she comes running.
Really?
She's so funny. She makes you turn the sink on so she can drink out of the running water.
Well, I think she's trained you quite well, Stephanie.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Tell us how you got Roxy and how old is she? Let's do a little bio on Roxy for our listeners.
She's about 2 years old. We got her originally from the Broward Humane Society. I almost wish I would have taken her brother, too, because they're so cute. And she's got such unique colors. She's all white, and it's almost like she has a little princess crown on her head. We always call her Princess as her nickname.
Okay.
She's so cute. She just makes us laugh. You know, she just runs around the house sometimes, you know, chasing after lizards. And she actually thinks she's one of the dogs.
We also have
two dogs. Yeah, she thinks she's a dog. She'll beg like a dog, and she just comes around, just follows us everywhere like a dog. I mean, she's a special cat.
That's great. I mean, when I used to live in Florida, I remember when my cats would catch a lizard in the house, they would put it in their mouth, and it would look like a Fu Manchu. You know, they wouldn't eat them. They would just kind of soft mouth them, and I'd have to, like, open the mouth of my cats and say, "Hey, great catch," and rescue that poor little lizard and be able to give them a more feline-worthy treat and then scoot the lizard out and say, "Dummy, don't come in a pet household, especially one with a cat."
Exactly. And sometimes she'll just sit there. Once she sees it, she'll sit there for hours and just wait for it to come out. We just laugh because she just stares at this feeling for hours. And she'll cry.
Now, is this your first cat?
It's not my first cat. I had a cat growing up with my family that just recently passed away. She was, I think, almost 19 years old.
Oh, wow.
But this is the first cat on my own. So,
okay.
Yes.
We're very happy that you and Roxy were among the top five. We had hundreds of votes and hundreds of photos, and we were really glad because I'm looking at the photo and all the photos of all the different cats. She has the most hunter-like pose, I got to tell you. She's really focused on whatever she's focused on in that photo.
Yeah, I don't really remember what exactly she was looking at, but there were quite a few people on the beach that day, and everyone kept coming up to us and saying, "Well, you have your cat on the beach, are you crazy?" And I said, "Well, you know, she's like anybody else, wants to get out a little bit." So it was just.
Well, you just have to dab a little sunblock on her little pink nose, and I think she'll be good to go for the next trip.
Yeah, we usually take her about evening time because it's nice. Sunday afternoon, it's nice and windy and breezy, and the sun's going down, and it's really nice.
A lot of times, Stephanie, people just think that cats are aloof or really aren't connected with us, but I have a sneaky suspicion that Roxy is debunking that myth. What's life like with her? Is she a pretty good cuddler, or she really likes your company?
Oh, yeah. She always wants to be around. When I come home, the first thing I do is always use the restroom. She follows me in there. Both dogs and the cat are in the bathroom. I always have to go upstairs to our larger bathroom because they can't all fit in the one downstairs. I'm like, geez, you know.
If I hey, use little privacy.
I know. But they just, she actually drinks out of the toilet, too.
Well, I hope it's after you've flushed.
Oh,
you know,
of course.
You know why they do that? They really like the cool water in a porcelain bowl. When you put water out with a plastic bowl, it's kind of boring and kind of warm, and unfortunately, if your dogs have taken a chunk out of any of those plastic bowls, it's like an open invitation for parasites. So I always try to use like ceramic bowls or stainless steel bowls that you can dump in the dishwasher to keep them clean. And the other thing why cats like that running water is because when they were like way, way back when out there hunting, you know, on the wild, they would put their paw in the water and stir it up to make sure there's no predators hiding in the water.
Oh, is that
and
why
so
they do that?
Yeah. So
oh,
there,
wow,
I just taught you
that.
A little cat. Yeah, and they do that like, "Oh my God, there's an alligator under there in the, you know, the toilet." Well, there's no alligator, hopefully, but they don't know. So they paw the water first so that they can make sure that there's nothing hiding under there before they drink it. And the running water from your tap is also very enticing because it's moving and it's cooler than what they get in regular drinking bowls.
I refresh her water like 100 times a day. You actually use a drinking glass because I think she likes to see it. It's so funny. She likes to see what's in there. So I always use just the drinking glass, like, and I have to refill it, refresh it. Like, every time I see it, I refresh it just because I know that she wants it, like you said, cold, and she wants it clean and
right,
fresh.
Right. Well, I think it's great that you won. I hope you enjoy all the goodies that you're getting from Nine Lives and Morris, and you will also be getting a copy of my latest book, Happy Cat, Happy You. And I've signed it, so I'm sure it's worth a zillion more. But I really do appreciate it. Is there some things you like about what made you put the photo in the cat contest, and what's your thoughts? Do you ever tune into the different shows on Pet Life Radio?
Yes, I do. I listen quite often. I go on and check out the different stuff that's going on. I just, you know, I always think that she's my cool cat. And when I saw it, I was like, you know, hey, let's give it a shot. Let's see what everyone else thinks. So, I mean, to me, she'll be the cool cat whether she wins or not. But
I like her name. And I hope, you know, it doesn't go to her head. I hope she's not going to become a diva cat for you, but I suspect not. She just may want you to take her out to the beach a little bit more often.
I agree. But she'll definitely enjoy those treats and her toys. Sometimes we have to be careful with the toys. Our dogs like to eat them. So
yeah,
give her
yeah.
some special time to herself to play with them.
Like in the bathroom without the dogs. How's that?
She likes our bed.
Well, Stephanie Rudolph, we thank you again for entering the contest, and we congratulate you on being a winner. And make sure you sneak a little good, healthy, organic catnip or favorite treat to Roxy as our way of saying congrats.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Stephanie.
You too. Bye.
Okay, listeners, the countdown continues. The number 3 of the 5 winners for the Cool Cat Contest on Pet Life Radio, da-da-da-da, is Patrick Rogers from West Hills, California, and his tuxedo-looking cat named Charlie. We've got Patrick on the air. Hey, Patrick, congratulations. You're our one and only winner from California.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor. Thank you so much.
So tell us, how did you hear about this contest, and what's your thoughts about winning all the big prizes? You get all these Nine Lives goodies, plus an autographed copy of my book, Happy Cat, Happy You.
Well, I heard about the contest, and I, more than anxiously, you know, I submitted Charlie, and I had a couple pictures on my cell phone that I really loved, so I submitted those, and I am just so ecstatic that I won. Charlie won. Charlie's the cute one.
Well, but, I don't know. You sound cute, Patrick. I, you know, voice tones
well,
alone.
Thank you.
You're a
I knew I liked you.
Well, you know, I love the look of Charlie, and we want everyone to go to the PetLifeRadio.com page on the Cool Cat Contest. Number 296 is the winning mug of Charlie, which looks like Charlie is a black and white or a tuxedo cat. And what a great artsy perspective. It looks like Charlie is peering inside like a mouse hole or something. Can you solve the mystery?
Well, actually, he has a cat tower at the foot of my bed, and that's right by the window in my bedroom. And he gets up on the very top, and he'll part the blinds, you know, so he can look out the window.
Oh.
And he'll lay there like a hammock, stretching with his back end on still on the platform of the cat tower, and he stretches into the window.
Oh.
And I got up in there, and I went to take his picture. And basically, the picture is him ever so gently pushing me away.
Well, we know who wears the paws in that family. Yeah, yeah.
In
the
oh, yeah.
In that family. Now, he's got this cute little black dab on it, what looks like his pink nose. It's quite stylish. It almost looks like if he was a female model, he'd be like the Cindy Crawford mole, it looks like, you know?
I think so. He is a beautiful cat.
Tell me a little bit about Charlie. How did you guys get together? How old is he? And what are some of the things he does that just either drives you crazy or just endears you to him?
Well, Charlie was a stray. He was the, kitten of a stray that was born in Northridge.
Okay.
In front of my sister's boyfriend's house. And they rescued him. And we ended up adopting him because we actually, a year or so prior, we lost a cat to FIP.
Oh, jeez.
And
for all those folks out there, FIP stands for feline infectious peritonitis. Not something fun.
No, not at all. And so we adopted Charlie about a year later, and he is just the light of our house. It's just, he's just turned a year old this September, so it's kind of funny because he's so curious. He loves it when you're doing dishes. He'll sit up on the counter and splash in the water.
He's not offering to dry the plates? Come on.
Unfortunately not. You know, if only he had opposable thumbs, I'm telling you.
Okay.
But he loves to watch you. And it's like he doesn't really like being held, but he loves being near you. He loves being near you, and he'll follow you from room to room.
There's something I can share with you, because you're speaking with Cat Writer of the Year, an unusual title I never knew I would ever wear. But one thing I can tell you and other listeners who are just craving a lap cat, yes, there are some felines out there that prefer four on the floor. They want to have their paws either on the couch or on the ground, and that gives them a sense of security. And your kitty's only a year old, and in time, Charlie may become a lap lounger. But for now, it's very nice to hear that you respect that Charlie wants to be near you, just not on you.
Yeah. It's like I said, he'll follow you from room to room, and he'll be near you, and that's how he shows his love. It's like he doesn't, you know, jump up in your arms. He doesn't, you know, lay in your lap, but he shows you he loves you by just being near you.
That's very sweet. And the other thing I love to hear is a guy like you, because I'm a big believer that real men love cats. And you've got a great cat named Charlie. My brother has a cat named Logger. I think sometimes some guys have to give them macho or beer names to, you know, whatever, with their cats. But I love the name Charlie. Is there a special reason?
Well, actually, the funny thing is that my mother and my family and I, we didn't name him. But when he came to us, he had the name of Charlie because that's what my sister named him. Because of the little black dot on his nose, he reminded her of Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, okay. Well, it's perfect. It's very fitting.
And it's kind of funny because when you watch him walk from behind, he has kind of little Charlie Chaplin strut.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
He kind of does that little Robert Downey Jr. kind of walk, I guess.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I think maybe he's reincarnated. I don't know.
He could be. If he starts wearing a derby, I definitely would call the National Enquirer or Hollywood, someone, Entertainment Tonight, because then I think you've got some proof.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're not hanging out with Charlie, Curious Minds, because we are on a catty call, want to know, what do you do for a living, Patrick?
I'm an actor.
TV, movies, what sort of, I know probably anything you can take. Do you do stage work? We're just trying to get a plug out to you. Hey, all you agents, Patrick Rogers loves cats. He's a cool guy. Hire him. How's that? I guess acted as your pseudo agent.
Well, I do a lot of stage work. I've done stage ever since I was 6 years old, and I am 27 right now, so it's been a while, and I'm just now starting to branch out into doing television and movies and everything. So, yeah, I love doing comedies. I did a production of Kimberly Akimbo, which ran for 5 months at the Victory Theater in Burbank, and just had a blast doing that. And I just love theater. That's what
great.
I love.
That's a tough work, because I would be always forgetting my line.
Believe me, you can be doing it for a long time and it still happens every once in a while.
Well, do you think Charlie has any Hollywood potential? Quite a fetching looking face from the Cool Cat Contest.
I think maybe in print ads. I think he could do a lot of print ads for Nine Lives. Hint, hint.
Okay. And I think personally, he could be a great pal with Morris, you know? Morris is orange, he's black and white. They could be a couple of pals, you know? A little feline frat brothers or something, you know? I could see it. It could be a movie. We could be scripting a movie right now.
Well, I'm writing it right now.
Okay, good. Now, just remember, humbly, we did a little brainstorming. We have Mark, our producer, listening in.
Okay.
Yeah, if you ever need any help with wacky feline plots, let me know. I've had my share of reality checks with cats.
Definitely.
Well, we do want to again thank you, Patrick Rogers from West Hills, California, and your cool cat, Charlie, for being one of the 5 cool cat winners. And I do hope you enjoy my book, Happy Cat, Happy You. I'm on a book tour right now. Will. So you're going to have zillions of ways to even better connect with Charlie. And the neat thing is they have lots of tips that will save you time and money, so you'll have fewer vet bills and medical bills. I'm trying to help you guys keep a little
That's great. Believe me.
All right. Well, is there anything you want to say else before we bid adieu? You want to shout out to people to hint, maybe listen to O Behave on Pet Life Radio?
Yes, listen to O Behave on Pet Life Radio. It's a great show.
Great
show.
And I will remember you when you're accepting your Oscar. I will say he was on our show. We had him with Charlie.
Okay, you'll have to come to the governor's ball with me.
All right, that's a deal. Well, Patrick, thank you again. Give our best to Charlie. And it was very nice, and it was a delight, actually, to speak with you. And I'm glad you're one of our winners.
It was delightful talking to you, too. And thank you so much. I couldn't be more thrilled. Thank you.
Oh, that's great. And listeners, we're going to get back to the last 2 winners right after we pay for this show by taking this commercial break.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages.
Oh, yeah.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave!
We're back. You're listening to the O Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. All right, listeners, we're now at the number 4th winner of the Cool Cat Contest. The team is Tina Davis and her cat, Rocco. They live in Medway, Massachusetts. And Tina, we wanted to surprise you, but of all the hundreds of votes cast in the Cool Cat Contest, Rocco garnered the most.
Wow. That's awesome.
So talk about having a top cat in your house. That's the lucky
He knows it.
Rock.
Great.
You know, the photo is adoring. Your kitty looks like a long-haired gray and white and definitely in snooze land in the photo on some sort of red plush bedding.
Yes, he's on my pillow, which he usually is with us in bed all the time. That's actually pretty rare because he hardly ever sleeps. So that was my most peaceful picture of him. He's long hair. We don't really know what he is, of course, because he comes from a shelter. But mm-hmm. he looks like a ragamuffin, so that's kind of fits.
Yeah,
him.
I was looking at that. He does look like that a little bit, and his tail is such a full plume.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
How's your vacuum cleaner doing?
It. Oh yeah. We have another cat as well, and she's long haired gray. So we have quite a few stuff to pick up at the end of the week.
So what's the other kitty's name?
That's Shadow.
Shadow, did Shadow have a shadow of a chance in the contest or not?
You know, we submitted a picture and hers didn't make it. So, but you know what? She's okay with it because he's the new kitty, so he got some limelight. That's okay.
So you were saying before we went on the air that Rocco is quite a chatty cat. That's hard to say.
Oh, yeah.
A chatty cat. Tell me a little bit about his vocal talents.
Well, you know, it's funny because our other cat doesn't really express himself that way, so we weren't used to this when we got him, but he pretty much announces himself whatever he does. If he's going to go eat, if he's going to go use the litter box, he screams to let us know. If he wants us to wake up, if I just leave the room and he can't find me, he'll yell until I let him know where I am. So,
well, he's definitely sounds like a cat you don't want to give a Mr. Microphone to.
Correct.
Because he probably will use it.
He will, and he kind of understood. Right now, he's even looking at me, wondering why I'm not talking to him. I'm surprised he's not yelling at me at the moment, but it doesn't bother me at all. I think some people maybe, but I love talking to him.
You know, the secret is, I know a little bit about cats. I've written about 20 books on dogs and cats. Is this, when you're talking to me and to the listeners on Pet Life Radio's O Behave show, Rocco thinks you're talking to him. Because after all, there's no other two-legger in the room, and you're talking. So he's like, okay, Tina, I hear what you're saying. Don't quite know what you're talking about, why you're not looking at me right now, but I'm going to answer you back. And that's why cats tend to talk to us when we're on the phone. And also while we're typing away on the keyboard on computer work is because we're so focused looking at that computer monitor that to a cat, they're looking at, I wonder if they found a mouse in that screen. They're so content. Look at them staring. They're really intent on looking at this. Whatever. Something's going on. I got
to
go check it out. So
yeah,
I think Rocco
on
is
top
just
of it.
Very... Yeah. Rocco's very curious, and he's actually picking up your cues. You know you're talking to us, but for all he knows, he thinks you're talking to him.
Oh.
And that's kind of neat. So he doesn't think he's being rude. He just thinks he's, you know, engaging in a conversation with you.
Right. So that's okay.
So when you're not hanging around with Rocco, I understand you do some help for a nonprofit group. Can you give us a little details?
Yeah, I actually work for a nonprofit out in my area, and we have homes for disabled individuals. So I'm actually the manager of the real estate department. We have about 100 properties, so that keeps us pretty busy.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, of course, my favorite thing is to come home to them.
Aw, it is kind of neat. I don't know, how does Rocco show affection to you?
Well, yelling. When we first got him, he used to lick us a lot. We're not sure what that was about, but he would lick us constantly. And now it's just he just wants to be wherever we are. And he definitely wants to be petted, kind of a different kind of petting than I've ever seen a cat want. And he'll just walk all over you. So he pays a lot of attention to me.
Okay. And your other cat is pretty quiet, you said.
She is. She was at a shelter for a long time since she was a young kitten, at the shelter in a cage for about a year. So she doesn't like to be picked up. She doesn't really know what that means. So she loves to be petted, but can't really pick her up. And she's quiet. She's independent. But her and Rocco, we were very surprised, get along amazingly.
Really? Do they ever do the side body touches or head butts or...
It's funny because they like to play and wrestle, and but then I'll catch them once in a while licking each other on the face.
Oh, nice!
Or if he's screaming, like if he's gets a little cough or something, she'll come running to make sure he's okay. And the best one was
sweet.
We were at the vet, and it was Shadow's very scared of vet. And Rocco was fine, and she was on the table, kind of, you could tell she was petrified, and he went over, laid right with her, nuzzled up against her, so it's love.
It is. It's very nice to see when felines bond like that, and the fact that they're helping each other out with the grooming is nice. It's like they're being each other's face washcloths, you know? I have a couple of cats that do that, too, and when they do play, a lot of people say, you know, they see the ears flatten and the little shoulder hunching and all that and the circling like a couple of sumo wrestlers. But what I try to tell people, if the cats aren't making noise when they're doing that tumble and wrestling like little tumbleweeds, that is actually cat play. It's when you hear that, you know, that's when one cat's like, hey, I don't want to play. You're a little rough. But it sounds like Rocco and Shadow really know how to play politely with one another.
Yeah, you know, you never know when you bring one home, and he I think is just, he's tiny and he's just sweet, and I think she at first, you know, she growled him a little bit, but she's never hissed, and they play great, and it's fun to watch.
Oh, that's great. Well, as the top vote getter, I mean, that is a nice honor. You will be getting, I feel like, Don Pardo. And what will she win? Well, she will win Nine Lives Play Scratcher, Play Post, Woolly Cat Bed, Food Bowl, Morris Play Spinners, Little Mo Plush Kitten, not a real kitten, don't worry, you're getting out of getting another one, and some Nine Lives food, plus, of course, a signed copy of my book, Happy Cat, Happy You. So hopefully Rocco and Shadow and the rest of the Davis family will enjoy pawing through the pages.
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, and I'm glad to hear that you actually get the copy of Catnip, the newsletter we do. Since you're in Medway, Massachusetts, that's near Tufts University, the home of where our newsletter each month is scrutinized by all the veterinarians and behaviorists at vet school to make sure that we are providing safe and accurate information for kitties. So I'm glad to hear that you actually know about the magazine.
Yes, it's great. Thank you.
Yeah, I tell people it's the most ugly, informative publication on cats.
But it's informative. Again,
that's right.
So
that's right. And that's what Matt.
Right.
That's right. That's right. Well, Tina, we again thank you, and we again congratulate you on having the top cat. Rocco won the most votes in the Cool Cat Contest, sponsored by both Pet Life Radio and Nine Lives. So we just really appreciate you being available and sharing a little bit about what life is like with Rocco.
No problem. And he says thank you as well.
All right. Pause up, Rocco.
Thank you.
He's going back to steal your pillow now.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thanks, Tina.
Thank you.
And our fifth and final Cool Cat Contest winner is Eleanor Rozick from Bensalem, Pennsylvania, and the most adorable cat named Hershey. And folks, I've got to tell you, if this was a model, this cat would be the top model. Your cat has got these incredibly blue eyes, puffy soft gray fur, and this most adorable white mustache. You must tell our listeners a little bit about this quite a feline poser, if you will.
Well, her best friend is a 90-pound, 9-month-old Rottweiler with big dumb paws and big white teeth, and he don't scare her, she one bit.
What's the Rottie's name?
Jammer.
Jammer. Okay, I thought it was going to be chocolate. Then you could have Hershey chocolate, and then that'd be a real sweet deal in the family. Is Hershey a Persian or a Himalayan, or what kind of cat is she?
Yeah, she's got part mink in her, and some people have told me ragdoll maybe even.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly a little bit of Persian also.
I believe with the blue eyes, I mean, if you're going to be a feline mutt, you need to look like Hershey, because this one is your cat is beautiful. How old is Hershey?
Now she's 6 months old.
Oh my gosh. In the picture, which we don't see, you know, we don't get to see the video, but she seems to be a quiet, confident cat. What is she like, especially when she's hanging around Jammer?
Oh, yeah, well, she likes to paw at his face and make him, he lightly grabs at her, but, I mean, he knows to be very gentle, and she just will keep playing and playing for hours with him. I mean, they love each other so much. And at nighttime, she comes and sleeps on my pillow all night, or on my daughter's bed with her. She's very loving. She likes to be cradled like a baby.
That's sort of the ragdoll characteristics, hence the name ragdoll. So you might be right. And with the blue eyes with the Persian, and you mentioned mink or something else. But that characteristic of just kind of being hanging out like a ragdoll is definitely that trait in that breed.
Yeah. She also likes her baths, too.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Is she jumping in the shower with you, or what is she doing?
Yeah, well, if I'm getting a bath, she'll come in and she'll sit on the side of the tub. And when I lay down and put my washcloth on my stomach, she'll come and walk on my stomach while I'm in the tub.
Wow, she probably thinks that's a little raft.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that all cats are afraid of water, but there are actually some cats that are quite the swimmer. They're like the Michael Phelps of the cat world. The Turkish Vans, they practically want their own towel inscribed with their name on it, and they will actually jump in a tub or join someone in a shower because they really do like water. So you might even have a little Turkish Van. You don't even know in that cat.
Yeah.
Now, you are the one and only winner from the Pennsylvania area. You were saying to me earlier that it's a little bit outside the Philadelphia area. Is Bensalem a big city, or how would you describe it?
No, it's not a big city at all. It's real small. I don't know how to describe it. I mean, we have one main road, street road, runs along all through Bensalem, and it's probably about 5 miles long.
Okay. Well, For a while I worked in Emmaus, Pennsylvania, another small 1-2 light town that's in the Lehigh Valley, where I worked at Rodale Press. And so I always laughed that in this little town, the main street had 3 different names. I don't know whether they were just trying to tease with people and make them seem bigger, but it was 3 different names for the same street. I don't know if they do that in Bensalem, too.
Oh, wow. No, street road goes all through Feasterville and lower Southampton. And yeah, Bensalem's pretty small. I mean, we live right across from the Philadelphia racetrack.
Okay, so I guess Hershey doesn't have any aspirations to be a race cat, does she?
Oh, no.
Okay.
She does like toilet paper, though. Every day we come home from work, all the toilet paper's off the roll on the floor.
Well, maybe she's a party cat. She's making feline confetti. You don't know. They do, if you get really irritated, they do make these little gadgets, if you will, that you can put on your toilet paper rolls that make them a little more hard to unwind if you've got paws. But
yeah.
I have a feeling you sort of like what she's doing.
Yeah, we actually stopped putting the toilet paper on the roller. We just have it sitting on the sink now.
Okay. Well, she's trained you quite well. That's good. Now, you were saying before we went on the air that when you're not hanging around with Hershey, you work at a photo studio involving seniors. What's that all about?
Yeah, I've been at my place of employment for 21 years, and I work with senior portraits. For the students that didn't pick a pose for their senior yearbook, I pick one. I do Photoshop for, you know, the students that have bags under their eyes or blemishes on the face. And
they will forever be indebted to you, Eleanor. You make them look their very best.
Yeah, it's a really fun job.
I could use your help. Can you just follow me around life and just start dabbing with the Photoshop, and I'll look years younger. I'll appreciate that if you could help out.
Sure.
Sure. Well, as you know, you're one of the 5 winners, so you get a slew of prizes from 9 Lives and also an autographed copy of my latest book, Happy Cat, Happy You. And we're just really glad that your cat won. We have some others that won as well. We had hundreds of submissions. And what do you think about being one of the lucky winners?
I wanted to thank everybody that voted for my cat, because there was a lot of votes the very first day that I went on for my cat. And yes, I wanted to thank everyone.
Well, she definitely has the look. You know, she's got this sweet, confident, I can't take my eyes off of you look. And so
you've
got one of the most beautiful cats I've ever seen.
Yeah, we've been in a few stores with her. We've taken her to pet stores, and people that hate cats absolutely fall in love with Hershey. So thank you.
All right. Well, Eleanor Rozek from Bensalem, Pennsylvania, that's a mouthful. We do appreciate you taking the time and chatting with us about your cool cat, Hershey. And is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap it up?
No, I just want to say thank you very much for giving us this opportunity to do this contest.
Oh, you're most welcome, and I hope you'll tune in to the O'Behave Show, because we do get catty and we go to the dogs, but mainly we try to help people have a better connection with their pets in a fun way.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Eleanor. Well, listeners, there you have it. The 5 fabulous felines that won the Cool Cat Contest answer to the names of Hershey, Roxy, Rocco, Charlie, and Hannah. And all of them seem to have won the lotto by having great people to be their caretakers. We have people from Pennsylvania, Florida, Massachusetts, and California who won this contest. We had hundreds of submissions represented from nearly 40 states. And that's quite a testament. We also want to take at this time to say thanks to Nine Lives and Morris the Cool Cat for being part of the contest. And I hope you enjoy listening to the stories of these people. It was quite interesting to see from men and women all over this country, they dig their cats. And I think that's great. Now, as we mentioned, we love hearing from you about ideas for shows. Please send them to me at arden@ardenmore.com. And when you're on the site, petliferadio.com, please go ahead and take our listener survey. It's fun and easy and quick. And if you dig my show, then click on the dig icon. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagademic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.